Pro-lifers in Kansas are feeling confident about securing new abortion restrictions in 2011. SRN's Greg Clugston has that.
Abortion opponents say they'll be able to push through new laws this year thanks to the recent election. Sam Brownback becomes Kansas governor in January and has said he'll sign any pro-life legislation that reaches his desk. Republicans also will have a big majority in the state house. The executive director of Kansans for Life says it's a new day for the pro-life movement in her state. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Hi, Feldblum, the controversial homosexual activist, has been confirmed as the commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. A lesbian and top homosexual legal strategist, Feldblum has called the battle between religious freedom and so-called homosexual rights a, quote, zero-sum game in which homosexuals should win. Feldblum has been serving under a recess appointment by President Obama since April. He was confirmed during the pre-Christmas lame duck session in the Senate. This is SRN News. A new survey shows nearly two-thirds of U.S. Internet users have paid to download or access online content such as music, movies, or news articles.
The Pew Research Center study notes that the Internet has become a viable distribution channel for a variety of online content, particularly in the era of broadband. The survey offers some hope for the Internet as an economic cash generator, despite the widespread perception that people only look for free content online. Among the survey's findings, 33% of Internet users have paid for digital music online or software.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. An Iranian newspaper says the president's 33-year-old car that he's auctioning off for charity has received a $1 million bid from abroad. Various bids from abroad have been received by the multilingual website set up for the auction. The newspaper says it's a 1977 white Peugeot, and it's not in real good condition, frankly. This is SRN News.
The content of the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is for informational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare show. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately. Focus on Females does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned on the radio show. Reliance on any information provided by Focus on Females or others appearing on the show at the invitation of Focus on Females is solely at your own risk. It's time for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Here we create clarity out of confusion and guide you through today's healthcare maze. Each week, we'll focus on a different medical topic with a guest expert answering your questions. Future topics and guests can be seen at www.focusonfemales.com. Call in between 12:30 and 1 p.m. on Sundays and present your case to our experts. To get involved with today's clinic, call now in Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Be proactive with your health. We're here to focus on you. And now, our host, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
The Focus on Females Radio Health Care Clinic is on, and a Happy New Year to everybody. We thank you for listening, and today we're tackling sudden death in kids with guest expert pediatric cardiologist Dr. Jorge McCormick of the Pediatric Cardiology Associates in Hillsborough County and Pinellas County, Florida. But first, this radio show and the free annual Focus on Females Women's Healthcare Symposium, now the largest in the country with over 1,000 women, during each of our last two events and a combined 7,500 hours of education on those 2 days, is supported by the not-for-profit Focus on Females Education Foundation, whose mission is to create an interactive, dynamic, community-based healthcare safety net, making you an expert on your personal medical needs. The result? better partnering with your existing doctor, leading to more effective office visits, faster results, and a reduced cost of avoidable medical and emergency care. We save lives and protect families through the immediate impact of direct with the expert health education. And you can learn more about Focus on Females through our website, focusonfemales.com, as well as see the list of upcoming radio shows. Also, if you pick up a copy of the Tampa Bay Women's Newspaper, you can also see a full page in every edition. Half the page is upcoming radio shows, and the other half page is a column that I write, which includes a story of a woman or family member who has been impacted by the information that they've received through our free educational shows. So we encourage you to pick up a copy. It's free. The Tampa Bay Women's Newspaper can be found at over 3,000 Tampa Bay area locations, such as medical offices, health clubs, specialty organic grocery stores, hair and beauty salons, and so on. These articles are educational, informational, and resourceful. And so, moving on to today's show, it is on sudden death in kids. And the guest expert is Dr. Jorge McCormick. Do you prefer Jorge or George?
Jorge.
Jorge McCormick, okay. And Dr. McCormick was born in Cuba and raised in Puerto Rico. After graduating from the University of Puerto Rico School of Medicine, he performed his pediatric residency at Baylor College of Medicine and fellowship in pediatric cardiology at the University of Miami. After completion of his training in pediatric cardiology, he went to Loma Linda University, becoming a member of pediatric cardiac transplant program while researching transplant electrophysiology. In 1992, he moved to the Tampa Bay area and participated in the creation of a pediatric heart transplant program at Old Children's Hospital, also developing a pediatric electrophysiology program at Tampa General Hospital, and more recently at Tampa Children's Hospital and Old Children's Hospital. His practice is dedicated to pediatric electrophysiology, including the management of arrhythmias or abnormal heart rhythms, pacemakers, and syncope. And again, his practice is exclusively kids.
Exclusively kids or young adults who have congenital heart disease. And maintain the pediatric type problems.
Got it. Okay, now Dr. McCormick has lectured extensively on sudden death syndromes in pediatrics, raising awareness and promoting prevention. He runs the cardiogenetics clinics, so abnormal genetics, that is patients with cardiac problems on a genetic basis, for pediatric cardiology associates, where he follows over 50 families at risk for sudden death. His patients come from all over Florida as well as other states. So we've got a lot to learn today, and we encourage you to call and ask questions. Every parent out there, I'm sure, is concerned, obviously is concerned, and may have a question because, as I've learned from the few minutes I had talked with Dr. McCormick before the show, there are signs that indicate a child should be evaluated. And if those signs were identified or are identified, and the son or daughter are evaluated, then it could be life-saving. And we'll learn more about those signs and how to prevent sudden death in children during the show. In the meantime, I'd like to also reiterate the phone number to call for your questions. It is in Hillsborough County. It is 289-1860. That's 289-1860. Outside of Hillsborough County, it is toll-free 877-969-8600. Once again, 877-969-8600. And that may, those of you that are streaming this online can use that phone number to call in. So, Jorge, let's talk about sudden death in children. Now, I mean, people are well accustomed to the notion of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome.
Right.
This is different. Sudden death in children is a different phenomenon, is it not?
Well, there are some overlaps between sudden infant and sudden unexplained deaths, but yes, generally there are two different sets of circumstances that result, and the approach is again totally different.
Okay, we're going to focus today on the sudden death in kids. So, can you define sudden death in the young?
Sure, sudden death is defined as unexplained sudden death on an individual who is thought of being previously healthy, usually occurs, although not always occurs, during periods of physical strain, sports, etc., although it can occur at any time.
Okay, so it can. So even though, so it could occur at rest. For that
matter. It can occur at rest.
When it occurs at rest, Jorge, is it usually followed by a previous physical activity?
No, there are several clinical presentations. We're perhaps going to talk today about some children who had a cardiac arrest just by waking up in the morning.
Interesting.
It's one of the types of long QT syndromes that will do that. So it's not necessarily after physical exertion.
Okay. So then the sudden death in the young is unexplained sudden death in a youngster that's been previously healthy,
right,
not necessarily due to any physical activity.
Correct. It can be with or without physical activity, and that's what makes it more challenging to evaluate and arrive at a diagnosis.
Now, what are considered the causes of sudden death in the young?
Well, there's many. The most common cause of sudden death is what we call hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. What that is that the heart muscle becomes excessively thickened and leading to heart rhythm abnormalities. Those usually act up during physical activity.
Now, something like that, if I can interrupt, the hypertrophic, where the heart muscles excessively thicken, is that something that is developmental or is that congenital?
It is inherited. For the most part, it's inherited. And one of the greatest advances of the past decade has been that we now know the mutations that can cause most of those cases, so that not only can we identify the people who are manifesting the disease, but even more importantly, we can identify people who are not yet manifesting the disease. We can begin treatment before the problem manifests itself and hope to save lives that way.
Okay. I want to go through a little quicker the different types and causes to get to the symptoms or the signs that parents
right.
can pick up. So let's go ahead through that. Hypertrophic, though the heart muscles excessively thicken. And
right.
the next one?
Would be long QT syndrome. Long QT syndrome is a disease of the electrical impulse generation. There are now 13 identified subtypes.
Okay.
And these are the ones that you can be at rest and suddenly your heart becomes very erratic. And for all practical purposes, quits pumping. It can also attack after exercise as well.
Okay. That is also inherited?
That is also inherited
wow.
as
okay.
well.
Okay.
And we have identified the mutation for most of those as well.
Excellent. Next one?
The next one would be dilated cardiomyopathy, where is the heart becomes, instead of excessively thickened, it becomes excessively weak.
Okay.
And that can be after an infection, or that can also be inherited.
Okay. And, okay, it can be after an infection.
After
a viral
infection. It can be something as trivial as a common cold. You know, when a person gets a cold, you have muscle aches. Well, heart's just another muscle and can be affected by that virus as well.
Okay. The inherited version, is that also from a mutation?
It is a mutation that we are now beginning to identify. We can pick up a small percentage of those cases, but
okay.
some, yes.
All right. The next one?
There's a degenerative disease called ARVD or ARVC.
Okay.
In which the glue that sticks together cell to cell is defective, so mm-hmm. the cells separate and die, and that sets up the substrate for heart rhythm abnormalities to happen mm-hmm. as well.
Are there any non-cardiac causes of sudden death?
Absolutely, and mm-hmm. very common. For example, drug abuse.
Okay.
There was a case in Tampa about 13 months ago. This was actually not drug abuse, but it was a very good athlete and a very good kid, grown very, very fond of him, who had a cardiac arrest. Fortunately for him, it was resuscitated, no damage done. And we investigated everything head to toe, family, et cetera. We found nothing other than he ingested a high caffeine-containing beverage prior mm-hmm. to basketball practice. That's the only, I cannot prove it, mm-hmm. but that's the only thing. So we have to be very, very careful with chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And especially recreational drugs out there, extremely dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal. Recently there was a product on the market that had caffeine and alcohol together.
Those are poison as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
poison. And they've been taken off the market.
Those have been taken off the market. But, I mean, there still are high caffeinated products on there. There's energy
drinks. The five-hour thing, I think that's what this kid took.
So we have to be very careful about that. And, again, any questions out there, feel free to call in and ask Dr. McCormick's opinion on these matters. 289-1860 in Hillsborough County, 289-1860. Everywhere else, it's 877, toll-free, 877-969-8600. Okay, other non-cardiac causes besides drug and chemicals?
Yeah, there are congenital anomalies. For example, the blood vessels that give blood to the heart muscle, like coronary arteries, can be defective. Mm-hmm. They can arrange in pediatrics, it's usually not cholesterol, which is what happens to adults. But in pediatrics, usually they can be arising from the wrong spot. The famous basketball player Pete Maravich, he had his entire basketball career without any symptoms, and then he died suddenly after his basketball career ended. And his in further investigation, that's what it revealed, that he had an abnormal origin of one of the coronary arteries.
I see.
So how and when these events happen still remains somewhat of a mystery. How can this basketball player, NBA star, survive that entire career, and then afterwards the same condition he had a tragedy happen to him?
Right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more. This is the Focus on Females Radio Health Care Clinic, and we're talking about sudden death in kids. Call now with your questions, 289-1860. You'll be right back.
It's time to lose those holiday pounds. 269 Slim is having a new year and slimmer you sale. Now you can lose pounds faster and easier with this popular medical program. Call 269 Slim for more info. That's 269-SLIM. Ask about getting a free week, too. Who's planning your retirement while you're running a company? Set up a non-qualified tax-free retirement plan. Call Robert or Chris Maggie with Maggie Tax and Life Insurance Services at 800-499-6091. 800-499-6091. For wholesale prices and quick turnaround, Bay Area businesses turn to ADCO Printing.
Hello, my name is Joe Gazzo. I'm president of Buddy's Home Furnishings. ADCO Printing has been an integral part of Buddy's Home Furnishings, not only through the quality, but the speed. Always the best price in town. They take care of Buddy's Home Furnishings. You need to call John Disbrow at ADCO Printing. He's been the best for us, and I know he'll do the same for you.
Wholesale prices and quick turnaround. Visit ADCOPrinting.com. ADCOPrinting.com.
This radio healthcare program is being brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, visit focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida, 33679-2702. Thank you.
For the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is ophthalmologist and eye surgeon Dr. Stephen L. Maskin. Dr. Maskin is the medical director of the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, the proud sponsor of today's show. At the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, Dr. Maskin specializes in solving difficult dry eye and cornea disorders with patients traveling from over 35 states and 5 continents for his evaluation. He has written a best-selling, award-winning book, Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome, published by Yale University Press. Dr. Maskin manages dry eye disorders using, when needed, innovative medical and surgical therapies, including the use of placenta-derived amniotic membrane, a new patent-pending natural eye lubricant to provide relief for dry eye sufferers, an exciting new procedure to unblock obstructed tear glands, and a topical cure for eye surface cancer. Dr. Maskin has successfully managed difficult dry eye cases for over 20 years and is board certified, fellowship trained, and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and American Academy of Ophthalmology. He has been selected a best doctor in America every year from 2000 through 2010. And as an America's top ophthalmologist by Consumers Research Council of America, we hope the Focus on Females education programs, including this show, will help you and your family find the health care that works for you. Focus on Females believes in saving lives and protecting families. And please visit drmaskin.com. And if you have not found relief for your painful red, dry eyes, come in to see Dr. Maskin at the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, where comfortable eyes lead to restored lives.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
Okay, welcome back to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Today we're tackling sudden death in kids, and our guest expert is pediatric cardiologist Dr. Jorge McCormick of the Pediatric Cardiology Associates. Would you be kind enough to give you the phone number of your office in case listeners have questions in the future? They can give you all a holler.
Sure. It's 813-554-8741.
Okay, 554-8741.
Or toll free, 877.
Okay.
537-4787.
Great. Let's talk, Jorge, about the clues to look for. What should parents be observing for? What clues should they think about to indicate their child may be at risk for a sudden death scenario?
Sure. Well, passing out is obviously the first one. Problem is 99% plus of the children who pass out are perfectly healthy, perfectly benign, and it means nothing. It's a very common thing. So it becomes our challenge to analyze these passing out events and try to determine whether it was significant or not.
Let me stop you there, because our listeners may be thinking, 98% of the time my kid could pass out and it's benign. What's going on there?
Well, there's
in the benign scenario.
In the benign scenario, there's reactions called vasovagal syncope, or if you want the big medical word, neurocardiogenic syncope. Mm-hmm. And basically what's going on there is the heart and the brain ain't talking.
Okay.
Or ain't talking well. So there's a miscommunication, the end result of which is a transient drop in blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And the kid gets dizzy or very dizzy or so dizzy, he or she passes out. Examples of this, for example, when people see blood, get queasy and pass out. Well, that's an example. A very common occurrence, people in churches don't know what's about praying, but it's very common people standing up in church getting dizzy and passing out.
Is that because they've been sitting for a long time, the blood pools in the legs?
Absolutely. Cadets in ROTC, for example, marching bands. Marching bands have all the elements to make kids pass out. They're wearing heavy clothing, sweating, they're getting dehydrated, they're standing still or marching at somebody else's pace, not a natural pace. Blowing on a wind instrument has all the elements. So we like to sit down with these patients and dissect second by second by second how is it they felt before, during, and after. And that's where we get lots of our clues.
Okay. So the passing out is number one.
Passing out is number one.
Okay.
Same with the family. If somebody in your family has had suspicious episodes of passing out, it's very important that you evaluate. In fact, family history is positive in almost 100% of my very malignant, very dangerous patients.
Now, family history of passing out, number one. Number two, family history of sudden death.
Another important clue is family history or history of seizures during exercise. About a third of my patients who have these horrible conditions have been previously misdiagnosed as having epilepsy. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they have a cardiac arrest while they're on the floor, the brain gets no oxygen, and they have what looks like a seizure. Mm-hmm. And yes, indeed, it looks like they're having a seizure, but it was due to a cardiac arrest, not to a primary epilepsy. Mm-hmm. So we have to work through those things. So convulsions, seizures, particularly when they're related to exercise, are suspicious. Another biggie is unexplained drownings. We're in Florida. We're surrounded by water. Everybody has a swimming pool or access to a swimming pool. Mm-hmm. If you're a good swimmer, if the child is a good swimmer, and suddenly they find them at the bottom of the pool for no good reason, there's no trauma, there's no drug abuse, etc., you have to think of long QT syndrome.
Okay.
And that deserves a very careful evaluation for these conditions.
Okay. How about, so we have the passing out, although 98% are benign, but passing out, a family history positive, and if unexplained drowning. How about palpitations?
Palpitations are usually indicative of something not as dangerous.
Okay.
Palpitations, quite often we can fix. More often than not, when my children have these horrible events, they collapse before complaining of palpitations. Mm-hmm. When kids complain of palpitations, it deserves a lot of attention, but it's usually something fixable. And I think you had a program here a few weeks ago with Dr. Trivedi, who talked about that.
Indeed. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So, but, so when they complain about palpitations, it's not that you should ignore it, but usually it's fixable.
It's usually not a sudden death scenario?
It's usually not a sudden death scenario.
Okay. Yeah, so what you're identifying is what to when to think about potential for sudden death without any previous history.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Key Republicans are promising to give the Obama administration a hard time on a number of issues as they prepare to take control of the House. Representative Fred Upton will head the House Energy and Commerce Committee. The Michigan Republican tells Fox News his top priority will be repealing the health care law that about two-thirds of Americans don't like. President Obama's top economic advisor says there are signs the economy will continue to recover in the new year. The administration wants to get it going faster, though. They're not saying quite how. Police have broken up demonstrations in three Egyptian cities by minority Christians who say the government isn't protecting them. 200 people protested near the Alexandria Church where a suicide bomber killed 21 yesterday. And federal wildlife officials say they're seeing an increase in shooting of marine mammals, such as the California sea lion. NOAA says there were 43 shootings in 2009. This is SRN News.
It's a new year and time for a fresh start in D.C.
Made possible because voters gave Republicans much more leverage.
With GOP control of the House, will it be more of the same partisanship?
We have to eventually start to live within our means.
And will the new members of Congress get along with the president?
Well, we can put aside what's good for some of us in favor of what's good for all of us. We can get a lot done.
Now, more than ever, we're hoping for a happy new year in D.C. Talk Radio 860 WGUL.
Shoot Straight Tampa. Tampa Bay's Firearms Superstore offers the area's largest selection of firearms and accessories, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range for both pistols and rifles. Shoot Straight Tampa buys and trades guns. Their on-site gunsmith provides repairs, parts, and ultrasonic gun cleaning. Monday is Ladies' Night. Concealed weapons classes every Tuesday and Thursday evening. Shoot by the hour gun rentals are available. Shoot Straight Tampa. Open 7 days a week. Call 813-627-8550. 813-627-8550.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
Okay, welcome back, and I have to apologize. That was a hard break, and I missed it. But we are back now talking about sudden death in kids. And let's do this. Let's go to line two where Elizabeth is on the line. Elizabeth, welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, Lizzie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, it's good to have you here today. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your, obviously, your patient, Dr. McCormick's. Share with us, if you would, your history, what your experience has been with this topic.
Well, my freshman year of high school, like 4 years ago, my brother passed out one day. He went to go see DMACC. Some tests were done. It was discovered my mom, brother, and I all have long QT syndrome.
Wait, whoa, slow, let me slow you down a little bit.
Sorry.
All right. So, Michael, your brother, had passed out. Do you know any the circumstance around it, where he was, what he was doing?
He had just had a really long weekend. He had gone out of town with family.
Okay.
And he had been up really, really late the night before.
Okay.
Doing homework, and then. His arm clock went off in the morning before school, and he passed out.
Okay. And how old is Michael?
He's turning 16 in a couple weeks.
And when? How old was he when this happened?
Bubba, how old were you? I think he was about 13.
Okay. All right, so he was 13, and he passed out. Would he like to come on, or would you like to share with us what happened at that point when he passed out? Okay.
What happened when you passed out?
Hello?
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Hey, Michael.
Good. How are you?
Good. Elizabeth has taken us through the story where you had gone out of town for a long weekend, and we're getting up to go to school. Alarm clock went off, and you passed out.
Yeah.
What do you remember of that?
Well, I remember waking up from the alarm clock. I was in the top bunk of my bed. I came down, turned off my alarm clock, and suddenly felt dizzy. So I went over to the bed to put my head between my knees or lie down or something along those lines. And on the way to the bed, I passed out. And later I woke up, and I had ended up rolling my ankle. And that's why we initially went to the doctor, and she told us that we should probably get an EKG.
Mm. So when you awoke from passing out, you felt fine except for your ankle?
Yep.
And so actually that doctor made a very important call that to make sure there's nothing else going on besides a rolled ankle.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So that's typical sometimes.
That's typical, especially for the type of long QT that Michael and Lizzie have. They usually act up upon getting startled. So one of the instructions that I give patients with that particular syndrome or version of long QT is you got to wake up to very gentle music, no alarm clocks. In fact, Lizzie, she'll tell you in a minute, she had an event also during an alarm clock. So we have him by, radio and, wake up to elevator music gently because getting startled. These kids, for example, I do not allow them to go to Halloween haunted houses because, just getting startled can elicit one of these events.
And also, go ahead.
And of course, not all passing out leads to death. Obviously, right. Michael survived it and did just fine.
This time.
But that time. Mm-hmm. But you never know. The next one could be your last one.
Right. And also, I guess, in families where there are a number of kids, they all like to scare each other.
Absolutely. So family education becomes more important than any other medicine I can offer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Mike, you went and had the EKG performed, and that's when this underlying long QT syndrome was identified?
Not quite at first. The doctor noticed something slightly off with it, and so she had another look at it, and I think that's when she realized what was going on and sent the EKGs to Dr. McCormick to look at.
Okay, and then, take it from there. When did you go in to see Dr. McCormick at that point?
That's when I went in to see him.
Yeah, that's when you came to see me, and I looked at you, and I did not like your EKG. And then as part of evaluation of the first patient you find, in this case was Michael, I like to look at the entire family. So if you remember, we brought in Lizzie, we brought in your mom and your dad and did EKGs on everybody.
Yep.
And Lizzie also looked very suspicious. your mom looked suspicious, and your dad looked perfectly fine.
Yep.
So that's when we started then searching for clues, and then we found another clue about an aunt of yours who had an unexplained motor vehicle accident she, for no good reason, mm-hmm. hit a tree. Mm-hmm. We suspect that she probably had a mini cardiac arrest leading to that car accident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is that typical? Well, I'm looking at this family, the mom, the aunt, Lizzie, and Michael. So three of those four are women. Is there any X or a sex chromosome link there? Or is it
autosomal dominant. Okay. Mm-hmm. So of every carrier, 50% of their children will have it. 50% okay. will be perfectly fine.
Okay. Okay, so now, did you at what point, or was Michael's heart also evaluated with echocardiography to rule out other causes with Sunday as well?
Head to toe and everything in between. We were very, very thorough, looked at all the possibilities, but the EKGs in this particular instance were fairly classical. Mm-hmm. So the next step was then to perform genetic testing, which mm-hmm. is a blood test, in which we map the genes that encode for these long QT syndrome proteins. And we, at that point, then we nailed the diagnosis. It was long QT. And the genetic testing tells us which type, which is type 2. Each of the different types has different peculiar behaviors. Type 2, for example, is the one that likes to attack upon getting startled. Type 1, that's the one that likes to attack upon exercise, swimming, etc.
Now, this is a mutation. Is that correct?
This is a mutation.
So, is there anything down the road that you could see if it's a mutation of a missing protein or an abnormal protein? Is there anything that could be offered down the road to supplement or provide that missing protein or enzyme or what have you?
Well, you know, science will advance. That's not in the immediate future.
Okay.
Well, is that in the distant future? Absolutely, yes. You know, we've been in the medical business long enough to know that if you can dream of it, you can eventually accomplish it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. That's exciting, you know, thinking about the future that in that mm-hmm. way. Okay, so now at that point, Lizzie, you still there?
Let me pass the phone.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Hello again.
Okay, hi, Lizzie. Mike was sharing about going in to see Dr. McCormick, and as part of the evaluation, Dr. McCormick evaluated yourself, your mom and dad, and so on. And he found the abnormality, this long QT syndrome, in your heart as well. And do you remember that occasion?
Yeah, it was really sad.
Think how lucky you are, though.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. At first, it was really, really sad. But, you know, as we... you know, found out more about what was wrong and various forms of treatment, you know, we started to say, okay, you know, we're lucky that we found this. You know, we found this in other family members, so a lot of people can, you know, be pre-warned about this and know to watch out.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and I decided to get ICDs.
Okay, now for our listeners, do you know what that stands for?
Implanted cardiac defibrillator.
Okay. And so you had your ICD and defibrillator placed. Do you remember when it was placed? How long ago?
Yes. It was June of 2007.
Okay.
So, you know, 3 years ago.
All right. And then have you done since then?
I've been absolutely fine since then. I did have an episode actually just a few months after I got my defibrillator.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Halloween morning of 2007.
Halloween morning.
It was a shocking day, as my parents say.
Mm-hmm. What happened? Can you remember what happened?
I woke up. I'd been up very, very late. I was dyeing my hair for Halloween for my costume.
Okay.
You're not allowed to go to Halloween. I see you were breaking
anymore.
My rules.
It was for school.
Okay.
I promise. And I had slept in our guest room, and the alarm clock went off, and I woke up, and just a couple minutes later, I started getting very, very dizzy, and before I hit the ground, I could feel, it was like a little snap in my chest, and I was completely alert immediately after. I was more confused than anything about what had happened, but I figured it out a couple minutes later.
What was your conclusion?
I had gotten shocked from my ICD. I had, in fact, had an episode. My heart had gone into V-fib.
Wow.
So my ICD saved me that morning, and thankfully that's the only episode I've had since I got my ICD.
And you've avoided subsequent Halloween events.
Yes.
Well, congrats. I mean, that's a wonderful, dramatic demonstration of the impact of early diagnosis in someone like yourself.
Oh, I was very, very lucky. My brother and I have both been very lucky with our defibrillators saving us.
Outstanding. I guess one of the things we need to do is educate schools, too, about these things, because I'm sure there's efforts underway.
Oh, absolutely.
The whole startle issue is what I'm saying.
Yes. Well, the startle issue is for a small type, but many of these events occur at school, just kids practicing or participating in sports or just plain old horsing around like our kids can and should do.
Right.
So another part of what we need to do as a society is be better at emergency treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lizzie and Michael were fortunate that they had the quickest response, which is an implantable cardioverter defibrillator. But how do we deal with that basketball player who is running around at the basketball court and suddenly collapses, or that football player? And how good are we in resuscitating these children promptly? No matter how good our 911 service is, they will not be there within 5 or 8 minutes, which is when most of the damage has occurred and when the likelihood of resuscitation is very poor. So we had to rely on our teachers, our coaches, our adults, and actually I do believe we had to rely on our own students. I do believe that CPR should be part of our core curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
In schools. In the past few years, the Florida legislature thankfully passed a law that all high schools who engage in competitive sports had to have AEDs in place. And that's been an enormous step in the right direction. But there's more to be done. Prompt resuscitation is really the other leg of the stool. We need to have a much better education of our teachers, people who are trained and competent at cardiopulmonary resuscitation available, because most of these events actually happen not during competition where parents are watching, but during practice. Practices tend to be more strenuous than actual competition in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very careful about that, and we have to rely on our teachers, our parents, and we have to rely on other kids.
Speaking about sports, and of course, in the summertime, well, in Florida, it gets very hot out there. Will dehydration tend to enable one of these syndromes to, or increase the likelihood of one of these syndromes to emerge?
Oh, absolutely. Dehydration, for example, in case of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, is lethal. And it tends to happen for some reason at a greater prevalence, or the magnitude of the hypertrophy or the thickness is be greater in athletes, mm-hmm. particularly the strength type athletes, football players, mm-hmm. Number one. So dehydration is really bad. Not to mention that dehydration and overheating, or what we call a heat stroke, mm-hmm. in and of itself can be potentially lethal. So mm-hmm. I urge coaches to allow plenty of water breaks. It's important to compete, but it's more important to survive.
Okay. You mentioned hypertrophic. Was that what that Boston Celtic player Len Bias developed back in the 70s?
Len Bias had
sudden death.
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Yes. Oh. And Gaines Adams,
mm-hmm.
Former Buccaneer.
That's right. That's also?
Also had hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
Unrecognized.
Unrecognized. Well, sometimes, especially in the cases of professional athletes, there is so much money involved that there's also a lot of
they screen them ahead of time.
They screen them ahead of time, but also, they tend not to act upon the information available because it can be very costly to the athlete.
Mm.
So
that's unfortunate.
So that's why we see football players, soccer players can do it too. Mm. Basketball players.
Got to take care of ourselves. Okay.
Absolutely.
Elizabeth, Lizzie, do you have any questions for Dr. McCormick while you're on the line here?
Nope. I've asked all of those a long time ago.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you, Lizzie and Michael.
Okay. All right. That's what a dramatic example of early detection and spreading the web of investigation throughout the entire family, and what you can literally save lives here.
Well, this family is an example of the way things ought to be, how when you get a good result, that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm. And kudos to that physician for ordering an EKG.
Absolutely. And then getting it into our hands so we could take further action. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, let's see. We talked about, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's take a quick break. Yeah, let's take a quick break and come back for the last block. The phone number here to call is 289-1860. That's 289-1860 in Hillsborough County. Outside of Hillsborough, it's toll-free 877-969-8600. Be right back.
As the Republicans assume the leadership of the House, will they follow through on the promises they have made to the voters? This is Hugh Hewitt. From the conservative wave in Congress to the shell-shocked White House, you can count on hotair.com to keep you ahead of the curve. Hotair.com gives you the big picture headlines plus the detailed analysis to help you make sense of America's political realignment. Hotair.com is indispensable and it's free. Now more than ever, log on to hotair.com and read what you've been missing. Feel the heat at hotair.com.
The holidays are over, and now it's time to take off those extra pounds. 813-269-SLIM is having a new year and slimmer you sale. Just call Medical Weight Loss in Tampa and Wesley Chapel at 813-269-SLIM. Supervised by doctors, their medical weight loss program uses a combination of pharmaceutical appetite suppressants, fat-burning injections, and more to help you get incredibly fast results. They commonly see losses of 7 to 10 pounds in just the first week. If you want to drop those holiday pounds, call 813-269-SLIM today and ask about getting a free week. That's 813-269-SLIM.
This radio healthcare program is being brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, visit FocusOnFemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida, 33679-2702. Thank you.
For the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is ophthalmologist and eye surgeon Dr. Stephen L. Maskin. Dr. Maskin is the medical director of the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, the proud sponsor of today's show. At the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, Dr. Maskin specializes in solving difficult dry eye and cornea disorders with patients traveling from over 35 states and 5 continents for his evaluation. He has written a best-selling, award-winning book, Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome, published by Yale University Press. Dr. Maskin manages dry eye disorders using, when needed, innovative medical and surgical therapies, including the use of placenta-derived amniotic membrane, a new patent-pending natural eye lubricant to provide relief for dry eye sufferers, an exciting new procedure to unblock obstructed tear glands, and a topical cure for eye surface cancer. Dr. Maskin has successfully managed difficult dry eye cases for over 20 years and is board certified, fellowship trained, and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and American Academy of Ophthalmology. He has been selected a best doctor in America every year from 2000 through 2010. And as an America's top ophthalmologist by Consumers Research Council of America, we hope the Focus on Females education programs, including this show, will help you and your family find the health care that works for you. Focus on Females believes in saving lives and protecting families. And please visit drmaskin.com. And if you have not found relief for your painful red, dry eyes, come in to see Dr. Maskin at the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, where comfortable eyes lead to restored lives.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
All right, we are back, but we are trying to get another testimonial on the phone. But in the meantime, let's talk more with Dr. McCormick about sudden death in kids. And you mentioned on break about a example of an athlete who had a near sudden death. But fortunately, when he had his attack, he was surrounded by policemen and
some people, I guess, have a guardian angel. Mm-hmm. He had a cardiac arrest adjacent to the police versus firemen.
This is a high school?
High school football
athlete?
Game. Yeah. He was a high level, straight as an arrow, very, very good kid, high level competitive athlete, football and basketball player. And upon completion of football season, he wanted to try out for the basketball team and had a cardiac arrest. He was promptly resuscitated, thank God, because there was plenty of emergency personnel in the area. He sustained no injury, thank God. And we performed a complete, very, very thorough evaluation on him, and really have found none of these conditions that we've discussed today. Hmm. And the only thing that caught my eye when I was interviewing him is that he had one of these sports drinks that have a high caffeine content. Mm-hmm. Which could serve as a cardiac irritant. Mm-hmm. And that's probably what did it to him.
Okay. Tell me, are there other recent treatments? We talked before with Chrissy and Michael about the implantable defibrillator. Are there other therapies as well that can be utilized for treatment of sudden, you know, these?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's always drug therapy for these children, and that's usually the first layer of therapy. For high-risk cases, then you do the second layer of therapy, which is the implantable defibrillator. In pediatrics, that is a big deal. That's a big decision. These children will carry these wires and devices for the rest of their lives. It's not a decision that we go into lightly. Mm-hmm. But as you can see from Michael and Lizzie, saves lives.
Let's go to the phone. On line two is April. April, welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Program.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, April. It's Dr. McCormick. How are you?
Hi, Dr. McCormick. I'm good. How are you?
Great, great. How are the girls?
Good. They're amazing. Doing well.
Tell us now, April, we have just a minute. Can you share the case of your girls with us, our listeners?
Absolutely. I have twins. They're 8 years old now. They were seven when the incident happened. My daughter decided to pass out maybe a month before, and we weren't sure what it was. I took her to the doctor. She had every blood work done. She had a brain MRI. We couldn't figure out what it was. I had no idea. And then one morning I went, you know, my kids went to bed 10 o'clock that night, and I had to yell at them, you know, to go to sleep. The next morning my daughter didn't wake up.
The same one?
She had a cardiac arrest. She's in a wheelchair now. She was down for quite a while. They both have defibrillators. It saved them. Dr. McCormick saved them.
No, you saved them. You started CPR immediately.
And I
you
did.
You kept the circulation of your daughter going until the paramedics arrived. You saved her. I only continued your job.
Yeah. Well, if it weren't for you, though, they might have gone again because both of them had went into VFib twice.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us more. They both went to VFib at different times? And...
At different times.
Okay. 1 minute left. Okay. April, I want to, you know, just take the time to thank you for sharing your story with us and the importance of identifying kids at risk for this condition and to make the early identification and treatment as best as possible.
So,
yes,
so
sir, and I'll tell you what, it takes a simple EKG.
Okay.
Everyone needs to have their kids tested.
Excellent. Thank you. Dr. McCormick, take-home message. We have, what, 30 seconds? Yeah, 30 seconds. Take-home message.
So if you have a child who has passed out, please don't ignore it. Let's look into it. More often than not, it will not be one of these horrible things. But just in case, pay attention to it. And also, family history. If the parents, if the grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, extended family members have similar symptoms, please check them out.
Excellent. We'll see you next week. Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Bye-bye.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
People take a dangerous gamble every day with their finances by driving without an auto warranty. One repair could cost you thousands of dollars. Cover America has announced affordable mechanical breakdown coverage at direct-to-the-public pricing. This is the same type of coverage dealers offer at a substantial discount. Call for a free, no-obligation coverage quote from one of our friendly specialists. Call 800-583-2138. That's 800-583-2138. 800-583-2138.
Your choice for intelligent talk. Talk Radio 860 WGUL, Dunedin, Tampa Bay, a service of Salem.